All right, I began the recording.
Perfect. So this is the NH Exit meeting / podcast weekly meeting. We're independent activists pushing for New Hampshire independence, or better, I would hope, pulling for New Hampshire independence, leading the union. And this is, if anyone else wants to introduce themselves, that's cool. I'm Dave Ridley. I'm a deplatformed videographer. I used to run RidleyReport.com, but there's really nothing to it anymore. And I focus on independence instead from the federal government. It deplatformed me. Did you have any news related to New Hampshire independence lately, Chris? Or Riley?
I've been away for the last week, so not really.
I don't have anything either. So
this might be a short meeting.
I have an idea that I wanted to bounce off of both of you, and that is, I guess, Riley, you are working on some kind of NH Exit podcast of your own, correct?
I'm going to do that. I just am waiting on equipment. My recording equipment.
Yeah.
That's my plan.
So one thought that I had is it's really going to be difficult for us to sustain two different podcasts. It's hard enough to sustain just this one meeting. So I was thinking maybe we should shut down the meeting that I kind of host once a week, just focus on your podcast.
We could do that, sure.
So things like promoting the podcast, visiting the podcast, listening to the podcast. We should probably just maybe do all those things with your podcast as opposed to your podcast and my meeting.
So when you talk about the meeting that you're hosting, are you talking about this meeting or something else?
Yeah, this really doesn't have to be continuing. We're just doing it out of inertia, and we don't really have enough people to sustain it every week anyhow.
Okay.
So my thought would be to stop trying to meet every week and just support the Russell Riley podcast in ways that Russell and Riley want us to.
Right. Okay.
What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's a bad idea to have a meeting, so much as if there's not a whole lot that's gone on that week, you know. I'm not sure that, you know, we're getting a whole lot of benefit out of it. Obviously, this week, I don't think there's much to talk about. I don't think there's been a whole lot we've done, or if we have, the people who've done something aren't here. So, yeah. Yeah, and I would agree with that generally. I think it's a good point, and it's one of the things I've always been a little wary of, is like kind of mixing like libertarian stuff in with independence, even though they kind of did it on us without us pushing that. But you know.
So what that means for noticing things like, let's have a meeting on the NH exit. You know, in addition to the NH exit meeting, maybe we'll have later on, we have some other New Hampshire related meeting with, you know, some conservative thing or some libertarian thing. And, or then we're gonna try to get the UN out of local government or something like that. I can't tell you how much I'm not interested in that. At least as part of the NH exit process, I might separately get involved in something like that. But I'll just my eyes just glaze over. If anyone has any ideas about bringing that into NH exit, does that make sense?
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I can see how a lot of people would be confused when we put libertarianism into the whole mix of independence.
I feel like it's mostly been other people doing that, not us, though, even though we've, you know, maybe talked about it here or there.
Yeah.
I mean, we've invited others, like the Texas Nationalists, in, right? Like, it's not like we're not Texas Nationalists, and the Californians, I mean, it is just an independence movement, so.
When things start, they're so small that you kind of wind up, you know, you have to span the entire nation to get enough people to fill a room, right? But over time, later on, you get to where you have a flood of people just in your own state. That's what we saw with the Three State Project, right? You took a long... It was a big deal to get enough libertarians to fill an auditorium, with the entire country coming together. But now we can almost do it in New Hampshire, right? I guess we do sort of sometimes do that. I am going to check my notes. There's other stuff going on. I just don't have it all off the top of my head. And if you guys are willing to talk among yourselves while I look some stuff up.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't have a whole lot to say. I've been away for a week. I don't know. I don't know. Ian, I see you're here. Maybe not.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had the wrong thing selected. Hey, Dave, what was Dave saying there when he was saying he was glazing over on something? I kind of came in the middle of that.
Basically, what I'm trying to say, if I may, NH exit, something we're learning from Daniel Miller that he learned from Scottish independence is that you can't be dumping stuff that's not independence related into independence. Does that make sense? You'll lose the election when it comes to it, because you wind up, people are voting on too many different things, and it's important that if you start bringing other stuff to the independence process, you don't get independence. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely want to have as many allies as we possibly can, understanding, of course, that once independence is achieved, they will likely become our political enemies. Like, for instance, the conservatives that want to close the border.
Yeah. Or the progressives that want a ton of health care.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I am not particularly interested in any kind of overt alliances with the, let's call them white nationalist types, also support secession. You know, that's too many bed. That's the kind of bedfellows I'm not interested in.
I can understand that, and I agree.
That's a public relations nightmare. They're already going to associate us with them, but.
Well, that's because I think they're probably feds who are trying to, you know, get into the independence movement to discredit it.
Yeah, for sure.
Independence-related news, Ian?
No, I missed my meeting this week. I thought with the PR girl from Daniel Miller, Yvonne, who is a former state representative from New Hampshire who's now moved to LA and she's doing public relations. She had a proposal she wanted to make about hiring her to do some work for the New Hampshire independence movement. And I thought I had agreed to the time and date. I'd had it in my calendar. And then when the time and date came, I was ready to go to the meeting, and I realized I'd never actually responded to her. So when she sent me the message, I put it in my calendar and didn't bother to actually tell her yes. So I reached out to her and apologized, and we're going to meet on Monday. So then I'll have some news next week.
Perfect.
All right, so I guess that means...
I'm sorry. No one ever introduced themselves. Does anyone want to introduce themselves?
Yeah, I'm Chris. Ridley?
I'm Riley. I moved here almost a month ago.
Riley, you're saying you're a new mover?
Yep, I'm a new mover.
To New Hampshire?
Yep.
Welcome to New Hampshire, Riley.
Great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ian Freeman, I am one of the bloggers at nhexit.us, and Bonnie would like you guys to know there's a trial tomorrow, even though it's not related to New Hampshire independence. Bonnie will be on trial for a parking ticket at Keene District Court at 1:30.
Thank you for your service, Bonnie.
Thanks for the info.
I'll be there.
Well, anybody else got anything fresh?
No.
Yes. Ian, I was inspired by your air banner, your airplane banner, the NH Exit airplane banner. I was inspired start doing something similar but a lot more humble. I call it Disinfector Dave, and I'm cleaning the roadsides, and I'm offering to to hold a banner while I'm doing that. So if anybody wants to have me do that, to have an NH Exit banner, or it could be an NH Liberty banner. It doesn't have to be NH Exit related, but that would be best, I guess. Then contact me. You can learn more at forum.shiresociety.com, where I have posted the details. Just go to forum.shiresociety.com and look for Disinfector Dave, and that's got my contact information.
Sounds challenging. How do you plan to hold a banner at the same time as picking up roadside garbage?
It'll be difficult, and I also believe that I may have to set it up kind of like a sign and then orbit the sign and then move the sign. It's, it's like anything else. It's hard to do something by yourself, but sometimes it's also easier to do something by yourself than to coordinate with others.
I see what you're saying.
I should also point out there will be difficulties in me getting to certain locations. I don't have a vehicle, but I'm going to try to do what I can do.
All right, cool. Well, if I was able to, and I'm not because I'm banned from the event, but because I was there yesterday, but the county fair, it was happening. Today's the last day of it. Bonnie and I went there just as attendees, but I used to be one of the vendors there, and that was before they banned me and anybody they could determine was associated with me from being a vendor at the event. So it's been close to most of a decade since I've vended there, but it would be nice to see New Hampshire Exit or whatever Foundation for New Hampshire Independence hitting up the county fairs on a regular basis, yearly. But that obviously takes some coordination, and it takes a lot of time. but it isn't that expensive. It's, you know, somebody was telling me, oh, you should fly a banner over the fairgrounds. I'm like, well, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you might as well get a vendor booth, and then you can actually talk to people, and you can actually put flyers in people's hands. It's not very much. If I recall correctly, it was like $300. Maybe they've raised the rates since the last time I did it, but for like a nonprofit, it was like $300 for 5 days, and they estimate tens of thousands of attendees to those events. So somebody who had the free time and the willingness to do it, because it is a lot of work. You know, you got to get up early, you got to be there before they open, that kind of thing. And but you know, there's a lot of eyeballs that are walking through there.
What day is the county fair?
It's about 5 days, I think. Maybe 4 days, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, or maybe 3rd through the 7th this year. But it changes, or it's usually around the same time every year in Cheshire County. But as you know, they move around, so it goes to different parts of the state. And, you know, basically, every county is going to have a fair sometime in the summer months. So it's somebody could, if we had enough resources, one day we should have enough people.
Yeah. We would have to wait until next year.
So what's the next thing that can be done?
I suspect other county fairs could be done. I just don't know the schedule on which they are occurring. But usually, you know, the summer months are the times when those things are scheduled. So that's certainly something that people should keep in mind for next year. It's probably too short notice to do it this year. You know, you got to register your vendor booth with them, and unfortunately I can't do it because they don't want me to be a vendor there.
Did they ban you as a result of NH Exit, or what was it?
They said it was because of chalking, but I don't know what the real reason was.
You doing NH Exit stuff at the time you were banned?
Actually, the NH Exit wasn't a concept back then, but we did have the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, and yes, I had handed out foundation flyers. It was sort of a multi-purpose booth. We were promoting Bitcoin at one point, and at one point we ran out of Bitcoin flyers, so I gave out a few hundred Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers, and was well received, lots of positive comments and smiles. People took the flyer and looked at it, and continued walking, so I would say it went very, very well. The claim was what had happened was that Ed Bryans from the New Hampshire Republican Party had come over and told us they were having a lot of good results with his chalking a hopscotch out in front of the booth. He had said it would, you know, slow people down because their kids would do hopscotch or whatever. And so he suggested that, and Derek J went ahead and chalked some hopscotch squares, and it did work for that purpose. And then later, someone pulled that. The old lady who was kind of running the fairground like vendor situation came over with a bottle of water and this sort of blank look on her face, and just sort of pouring water all over the hopscotch. Literally, as a child was jumping through the hopscotch squares, she just destroyed the chalking in the midst of his jumping through it, which was just absolutely crazy. And it was after that we were told we were not allowed to return as a vendor at the fair.
Did she get any water on the child?
I don't recall that, but ultimately she also destroyed the Republicans one, from what I understand, but they weren't banned from the fair. We were. So the Libertarian booth was punished for something the Republicans were also doing. And so I suspect it was something besides that, but they've never been fully forthcoming with whatever those rationale might possibly be.
But they said it was chalk?
That was the claimed reason, yeah. They claimed it was the chalking is what did it. But when I asked them to explain why they didn't ban the Republicans, I didn't get a response.
And so you're still banned?
As of maybe like 2018 or 2019, Daryl Perry attempted to register a booth at the fair for the Libertarian Party, and they told him that because he is a known associate of mine, he would not be allowed to register the booth.
Wow, that's a little extreme.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
And how do we, who do we talk to about this? If we want to talk to someone about this who's responsible, who would we talk to? How does that work?
The Cheshire County Fairgrounds.
There are nine, it looks like, other county fairs in New Hampshire that have not occurred yet, and I don't know if any of them, if it's possible to get one at this point for any of those other ones, but it still might
really
be possible.
How can you tell they haven't happened yet?
There's a list of them, actually. There's an NH Fair schedule, and yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, so let me see here. Lancaster, for example, is one of them. That's August 31st to September 4th.
Wow.
There's a Hopton State Fair, August 31st to September 4th. There's a Hillsborough County Agricultural Fair, September 8th to the 10th. Granite State Fair, September 14th to 17th and 21 to the 24th. Deerfield Fairs, September 28th to October 1st. And the last one is the Sandwich Fair, October 7th to the 9th.
Who live in that area, it would be particularly difficult to operate any other, unless you're gonna
Well, you're breaking up, Ian. I can't hear anything you're saying.
For a long day, getting up super early, and you're pretty tired at the end of the day after you've been, you know, out in the heat. Doing outreach, so if you're not located immediately in the vicinity, it'd be very hard to do a 5-day or 4 or 5-day stretch from a distance.
Ian, a question for you. What do you think about, we were talking about something before you came on, we were talking about, okay, Russell and Riley are going to be starting an NH Exit podcast. It's difficult. We don't always have enough people to support even one meeting. And also, by the way, somebody has an open mic or something like that. There's a lot of noise.
Sorry about that.
But what if we were to take the effort that we put into this Sunday meeting and put it behind Russell and Riley's NH Exit podcast instead of trying to meet every week, which we can barely do anyway?
Well, I don't know. I mean, usually there are people here. Last week, for instance, we had a newbie, a visitor came in, somebody who was checking out New Hampshire, planning to move. I think he's from Puerto Rico, and he had a lot of newbie questions. So Riley and I just kind of fielded his questions. It was a small meeting, but ultimately it was good that we were here.
So he could get forwarded to the podcast instead, and it could be like open comments.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't hear Bonnie.
She was talking about forwarding people to a podcast or whatever, but I don't know if you just want open randos coming into a podcast. I'm not sure what your vision is for that podcast. But, I mean, if you guys don't want to attend these meetings every week, we could try cutting it back, but I don't know if having it every other week or whatever would increase attendance. I'm not convinced that doing things less often actually increases attendance.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it should either be every week or not. It should be either every week or not at all, I think.
So my thoughts are until Russell and I have a few episodes of our podcast done, we ought to hold the meetings until we have momentum.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess what the option would be, we could just put the, well, I guess we already talked about this, we could put the effort that we're putting into this meeting, we could put that behind Russell and Riley's podcast. That's an option, but we can talk about it later. Just wanted to get it out there and see what Ian thought.
You mean like include it after the podcast? That's fine. That makes sense to me if that's something they want to do.
No, that's not what I meant.
in the kitchen. I mean, it's Riley and Russell are the ones doing the podcast. I don't know if they want to bring in 3, 4, 5. You know, 3's a crowd, you know.
I'm not necessarily advocating that. I would just doing whatever Riley and Russell want us to support their podcast instead of doing this meeting every week.
I might have a thought on this. So why don't you guys just not come to the meeting every week if you guys want to focus your energy on that? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, unless you have something to contribute, it may not, you know, it may not be bad to do both. And if nobody has anything to say, well, that's okay too, you know? But often people do come in, different people do come in, and they're doing different things, you know?
Reach out and they request some sort of assistance. I suspect many, you know, some people will step up to do whatever they need.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure people will step up if we need it.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm willing to stop doing this meeting if it will help Russell and Riley, or to continue doing it if it will help them.
All right, cool. Anything else for this week, guys? Anything we haven't talked about?
Not that I can think of.
I am, as soon as I have two meetings, as soon as I have recordings of two meetings, I'm uploading them again. Right now I have one, and I guess when Chris is done recording this, we'll have two, and so I should be uploading this meeting and the last one I was at shortly.
Okay, yeah, I'll get you the copy shortly as soon as we're done, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
Cool, and where do they go to? Where do they upload to, Ridley?
I guess it's my BitChute channel. I need to forward to that. It's just Ridley Report on BitChute.
Okay.
Are we linking to these anywhere, like from NHExit? Or I think there was something on NHExit we were lacking. Of course, I can't remember what it was now.
I've been promoting it other places, you know, like Shire Forums and Telegram and stuff like that.
Mm, okay.
I mean, that's what I was doing 6 months ago, but I got out of the habit and I'm trying to get back into it.
Bonnie is asking, when is Ridley's next or first disinfector event going to happen?
Oh, actually, I was thinking about doing it tomorrow in Winchester. I don't know. I was just going to spontaneous. I was just going to pop out on the road. But I guess, based on my schedule, I usually tend to do that sort of thing around 1 p.m., I guess, maybe noon.
Bonnie says she would help, but tomorrow's no good because she's got a trial at that time.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I would love to go to the trial, too, but it's very difficult for me to get the Keenan back. I don't own a vehicle.
All right, you guys. Well, see whoever at Social Sunday if we see you. Otherwise, you guys have a great night. All
right.
Does anyone have a Bears contact info? I'm wondering if he's going to Social Sunday this week.
He is in the... Element chat.
For NHS?
Keen chat. He's in there.
Okay.
And his name is Bear Arms, so.
Yeah, Bear Arms.
Okay. I'll see if I can track him down.
Alright, guys, good night.
Alright, see ya. Bye.